Welcome to Red Meat, a collection of the tastiest tidbits from Odyssey's conservative news talk radio stations across the country, a place where we're not afraid to dig in. We're going to start with news that the Democrats are spending $20 million to learn, and I quote, how to speak to American men. Well, Rich Zaoli at WPHT Radio has some thoughts on that. Take it away, Rich.
The New York Times had a piece. This is amazing. I mean, they're spending like $20 million or something crazy like that. And they're staying at all these luxury hotels. And they're bringing in the biggest minds in the Democrat Party. I don't know who these people are because they clearly have not done a good job to try to figure out what went wrong and what's going wrong. And they had over, ready for this now, 250 different focus groups across the country. And they asked the focus group participants to describe the parties based on animals. Okay, animals. So when asked about the Democrat Party, the words that they used, the words that came to mind were things like tortoise, sloth. And when describing Republicans, the animals that came to mind were apex predators like lions, tigers, sharks. And there's a lot there. First of all, it's a little bit weird that we're using animal analogies. But I kept thinking of, you know, years ago when you were dating, you go on your first date, maybe, and somebody like, or maybe you do one of those like get to know you exercises at a corporate retreat. And somebody said to you, if you could be any animal, what would you be? And everybody's just like, well, I'd be a bald eagle so I could see everything. Or I'd be a lion, you know, so I'd be king of the jungle. Nobody ever says I'd be a sloth. Or I'd be a tortoise, or I'd be a little woodchuck or something. But that's the way people are describing Democrats with all those things. I was also thinking about, you know, if you take the kids to the boardwalk on Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend, and they're playing games and they get to win a prize, they usually want like the lion, the tiger. Like we made a Lion King movie. We didn't make a Sloth King movie. And there was a movie years ago called Zootopia. It's a fun kids movie. I forget who made it, Disney, I don't know. But one of the characters in there is they have sloths. The sloth who works at the DMV. And the sloth characters, of course, take forever, which is sort of the joke because the DMV moves it. You know, in this world where the animals all run everything, sure enough, the apex predators are all in charge of things. And say what you want about him. Trump is the ultimate alpha. He's the ultimate apex. He's the ultimate alpha male. Democrats have a problem with men. The article goes on to talk about how they have such a problem with men that they're even coming up with this new focus group to try to figure out how to talk like men in these spaces. And they've lost so much ground with white working class men and black men and Latino men and just men in general. But they haven't made up ground with women. In fact, they've lost women voters, too. They're just losing everybody, bottom line. And I was thinking about this today, and I was doing a little analysis on this, and I kept thinking about what the Democrat Party stands for from an alpha male's perspective, because I consider myself to be an alpha male. I consider myself to be a guy who is a go-getter. But I think most men who vote, at least who voted for Trump, are, because we want to get stuff done. We want to get America moving forward. We want to solve problems, right? And the Democrats, for years, have always been the party that lectures guys like us about toxic masculinity and how the problem is we're not using the right pronouns. We don't have our pronouns on our signature line. We don't respect people's pronouns. You blah, blah, blah. Put down the cheeseburger. You know, it's bad for planet Earth. Eat some sort of a soy fugazi vegetable compressed thingy. Eat that instead of a burger. You know, we're told to do that. And we're lectured to for years and years and years. And then they try to take away people's jobs. They say, well, you shouldn't work in the energy sector. You shouldn't work in natural gas. You shouldn't work in oil. You should learn to code. You should do something different. They accuse us of being a bunch of rapists. I mean, on and on it went. And finally, men turned around and said, we're done with you people. Not only that, but you've also watched as our jobs were outsourced and factories were shut down, and you actively, openly participated in trying to destroy my job. And it's not just blue-collar people. I said today on America's Newsroom, when I was on there today, shameless plug, this morning with Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, and Jimmy Fallon, I said, it's not just blue-collar jobs, it's alpha jobs. You know, whether you work in the energy sector, you work, you know, you're in an oil rig or you're a hedge fund guy, you're somebody who is a strong person doing a job. And yeah, you're like the apex. And the people that are the Democrat jobs, the people that have those jobs that vote Democrat, they're all in faculty lounges. I mean, that's not my original idea. The alpha jobs thing is, but the faculty lounge thing is something Carville's been saying for years. You know, the Democrat Party has become the party of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites. Well, yeah, and the Republican Party, Trump voters, are alphas who are out there doing alpha-like jobs, taking big risks on Wall Street. They're taking big risks with their lives in the military. They're cops. They're firefighters. They're working on oil rigs. They're working in nuclear and They're coming up with great scientific achievements. And meanwhile, the jobs on the Democrat side, they're like the sloth jobs. They're the professors. They're the people whining about, you know, how come we're all not embracing intersectionality more? Whatever the hell that means. I don't even know what that means. And when they put this group together to try to figure out, like, how to sound like men, how to talk like men, the fact that they have to do this says everything about the Democrat Party and how they've lost touch and how completely out of it they are. And I think that comes from the fact that they, for a long time, have always thought they're smarter than everybody. They're the smartest people in the room. Like, I know I'm not the smartest person in most rooms I walk in. And in some rooms I am, but most rooms I walk in, I'm not. There's somebody smarter than me there. And I'm okay saying that because I think you can always learn in life and become better at what you do. I think you never stop trying to improve. And the day you do, the day you settle, is the day that you pretty much kind of phone it in because you just stop trying. I don't mean phone it in like doing a show remotely because that's still doing a show. I mean, you stop caring. You just stop trying. You don't bring your A game anymore. But alphas bring their A game. And when you think about that survey that asked people, well, think about the political party in terms of animals. And they go, well, the Democrats are sloths and they're tortoises and they're chipmunks, whatever it is. And the Republicans are apex predators, you know, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Well, they bring their A game every day. Is they're, you know, the king of the jungle has to bring its A game. But the A game was part of the problem, we were told for years, that men should take a step back. White men should take a step back, and everybody should take a step back for illegal immigrants coming to this country and taking jobs. And you should be fine with that. You should be okay with that because they've been oppressed around the world. And if you lose your job because they're putting you out of business because they've decided to mandate that everybody has to drive an electric vehicle, well, you should like it for the good of the planet, for the good of Mother Earth, birthing person Earth. You should be happy with it. And if you're a man and yet you want to be a woman, that's perfectly fine. And women should step aside for men who want to be women and beat them at things like swimming or volleyball or whatever else. And that's fine, too. And men who are men should take a seat back for women in the workplace, even if they're better qualified at their job. They're just like, you know, you should just step back and give your job away to somebody, or you should give it up in the name of DEI to somebody of a different race who maybe is not as good at the job as you. And then people who got those jobs because of DEI realized that they were getting pushed aside for some other marginalized group. And the whole thing was so crazy year after year after year that finally the Democrats got shellacked. And then they bring out this boring beta male named Tim Walz to try to white speak to guys to understand white guy code or whatever the hell he was talking about. I still don't really understand it. And then he's going to go out there and talk to us and be able to speak to us like they need some sort of a Rosetta Stone for how to speak to white guys. It's not that complicated because white guys, black guys, Latino guys, whatever, We're just guys. But that's the problem with the left in general, is they always put people in these categories and boxes, and then they think they have to talk to them based on whatever category and box you're in. And this is because they've had all of these consultants around them who've whitewashed, poll tested, they've looked at things, and they've said, well, because black men want to hear certain things, and brown men want to, and gay men want to hear other things. That you go, what are you people talking about? And I think a lot of that comes from the consultant class in America that has to find a way to justify massive fees, and they're getting them from the Democrat Party. They do these luxury resorts. They have these think sessions, and they bring in this consultant who's like, well, you know, I've analyzed the data, and the data tells me that a black heterosexual man in Philadelphia wants to hear something different than a gay Latinx man in Michigan. And so what we have to do is Tiquar, man, you're like, whoa. This is the problem with you people. I mean, seriously, this is the problem. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's kind of the same thing when people start looking at ratings data for radio shows and other things. They go, well, you know, you just tweak this or that based on this sample group. And you go, I don't know how scientific any of this data is. You're throwing data at me, but just because you're throwing data at me doesn't mean it's accurate. Why don't you just for once maybe just throw the data out and think maybe the data is the problem? Like, you're driving with data towards something that keeps crashing you into a wall. At what point do you turn around and go, we're getting a really bad map here? Yeah, well, the map says we're on the right road here. Yeah, but we keep hitting a mountain. So the map is wrong. It doesn't matter what the map says. If the data coordinates don't have a gigantic freaking mountain in the middle of it, and you smash your car into it, and you keep following the data, you're an idiot. I don't know what else to tell you. But you see, the problem with the Democrat Party right now is that they're all about looking at data about why they lost. And the data is very obvious why they lost. It's because they keep looking at consultant data. Now, tell me one thing Trump has done that would make any consultant happy in the last like 10 minutes. Nothing. Like, nobody would have said, who's a consultant, yeah, send out a Memorial Day message in all caps wishing a happy Memorial Day to all the losers and scum out there. No consultant would have said that. Now, whether you like it or not, the point is he's not listening to consultants and he's winning. Like, no consultant would have said to him, yeah, you should wear a red MAGA hat when you go speak to the graduating class at West Point. He doesn't care. He does whatever he wants. But that's kind of the thing. The thing is, most people really can see through when somebody is playing to them based on market research, data insights from some overpriced, overpaid consultant who is there to try to tell people how to speak to them. Most of us have a good ear for BS, and we're like, wait a minute. Everything you're saying right now sounds like you're telling me something that somebody said you should tell me to get me to like you or vote for you or buy your product, and I see through it a mile away, and I don't like it. And I don't know how a Democrat Party that has spent years literally looking people, whether they worked in the coal sector or they worked in natural gas or they worked in oil— or they worked in banking, because don't forget, people like Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, and Bernie Sanders went after them, too. Look them in the eye and say, we care about you. We care about your jobs. I don't know how you look a guy who works on cars in the eye and tell them that when they've sat there and said, we know that there'll be less of you required to make electric vehicles, but we're going to move forward on these mandates anyway, even though a bunch of you are going to lose your jobs because, we got to do it. Sorry. And I don't know how you look women in the eye and say, we care about you, even though we're going to let a dude with a, you know, a schwanz pretend he's a woman and compete against you and take away your gold trophy. But we care about you. We really do. See, I don't know how anybody is dumb enough to fall for that. You know what I mean? I don't get it. The people that fall for that amaze me. Like the people that get that, that scam email that says something like, well, we caught you being a very naughty person online. And if you don't give us $10,000 in Bitcoin, I get this every now and then, this email. We're going to tell your wife, your colleagues, we're going to post all these pictures and movies of you. And I just write back every time and I go, would you please, I'll give you the $10,000 in Bitcoin if you give me the list of all the people that fall for this scam. I just want to know who they are. I want to know who's dumb enough to fall for this. I want to know who's dumb enough to think the Democrat Party in this day and age gives a damn about you in whatever job you do. Like, you're a cop. The Democrat Party for years went about screaming how we should defund you and take away your job. Now they're going to pretend like they care. Stop. You got a long way to go here to convince anybody that you give a damn about them and that you're not just reading scripted talking points that came from some highly overpaid consultant at your luxury retreats in the mountains where you're spending $20 million for people to come together and have, I imagine, the finest organic vegan food anywhere to sit around and lament your party's problems. And instead of actually looking at your party's problems, just blame it all on Donald Trump and how stupid all these white guys are, and increasingly black guys too, and all these Latino guys who keep voting for the guy, and all these suburban women who fell for it and voted for him too, and all these young people who also fell for it and voted for him too. I mean, how dumb are these people, right? So you sit there and you put up a slideshow and a PowerPoint. And you're like, look at this data. This data tells us we actually should be doubling down on things like Pride Month. Really? Your data showing you that? Oh, yeah. No, that's what we should do. And we should double down on making sure that nobody is misgendered. That's the pathway to victory. And I know this because I surveyed 1,000 people across the country, and that's what they told me. And if I'm in the room, I turn around and I go, and you actually think that data, that's more scientific than looking at the results of the 2024 election when Trump won every single swing state, the national vote, the electoral college vote, on literally the opposite of everything you're saying. You don't think it's better to look at that data than look at your data, which says that you guys are doing everything right and then you're not doing anything wrong, that everything's fine. The problem is us. The problem is just that all those MAGA people out there, just dummies, can't figure out just how terrible Trump is. So you got guys like Rahm Emanuel, the old Chicago mob boss, who comes out and says the Democrat Party is woke and it's weak and we got to just basically tear it up and start all over. Yeah, I don't disagree, Ron, but the problem for you is that your party has let in such a virus of progressive kooks, and they all vote in your primaries, and I don't know how you get rid of them. I really don't. I don't know what you do about that problem. You didn't have that problem in 1992 when Bill Clinton was able to get the nomination. You didn't have that problem in 2008 when Barack Obama got the nomination, but you have the problem now. And I don't know how you get around that fact, because unless you kick all of them out, but you can't do that because they're registered Democrats, unless you just decide that we're not going to have primaries anymore. And you're pretty much close to doing that anyway. You're just going to have to keep rigging the process. You're probably going to have to just rig the process, honestly, which means that in 2028, you'll have to figure out who you think is the most likely person to win, and then control the process from start to finish so that that person gets the nomination, just like you did with Joe Biden in 2020 and Hillary Clinton in 2016. And hope that you get it right, and hope that you don't have somebody who comes along who actually knows how to speak to people, because they're just speaking directly to people, not based on polls, not based on data, but just based on the fact that, like, Trump spent his whole career around guys who were working in those professions, building things, like construction guys, you know, building casinos and golf courses, and he golfs with these people, and he hangs out with guys, and he hangs out in locker rooms, he hangs out with other alpha males.
It's worth noting that the Associated Press found that more than half of male voters under the age of 30 voted for Trump instead of Kamala Harris, including roughly 6 in 10 white male voters. About one-third of black male voters supported Trump, as did about 50% of young Latino male voters. Here's more with Bob Rose at WSKY in Gainesville, Florida, on the Democrats' attempt to become more masculine.
The Democrats reportedly plan to spend $20 million as part of an elaborate plan to win back all the young men that President Donald Trump captured. Ooh. $20 million in the grand scheme of things doesn't seem like a lot. I wonder what they have in mind here. Let's see. Well, according to the New York Times, top Democrat donors have been huddling it up at luxury hotels since the 2024 election in an effort to turn the tide of young men. See, this is what I'm talking about, Greg.
Yeah.
They're huddling it up at luxury hotels. I can do that.
Sure
I can
you
huddle
could.
It up. Hut! Hut!
No, wait a minute.
Whoa.
They're huddling up in
yeah.
luxury hotels to try to get who?
Young men. That's how you relate to young men. You go, look, you don't make enough money to stay in a luxury hotel, but I do.
But they're targeting kind of like blue-collar kind of guys?
Well, yeah, the kind of guys that, well, they're not going to get taxed on their tips and they're not going to get taxed on their overtime if Trump gets his way.
Right. So you hang out at a luxury hotel to come up with a plan to get the po-folks.
Yeah.
Well, there's irony in that, isn't there?
Isn't there irony in everything they do and say? This is just another case of that.
Yeah,
isn't that funny, though?
That is funny.
Trump says, here's what I'm doing for you. Uh-huh. And it's real, and it's money in your pocket.
Yeah.
The Democrats go, you know what? We need to powwow. Let's get together. See you down there at the Hyatt.
Eat some expensive food.
Call room service right now. I got to get my thinking cap going on here.
Uh-huh.
No, that's how they work. Isn't that funny?
It is.
Democratic donors and strategists have been gathering at luxury hotels to discuss how to win back working class voters, commissioning new projects that can read like anthropology studies of people from faraway places. What? The Democrats reportedly coded the plan SAM, Speaking with American Men, a strategic plan. SAM.
Okay.
The prospectus for one new $20 million effort obtained by the Times aims to reverse the erosion of Democratic support among young men, especially online. It is codenamed SAM, promises to invest to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention and virility in these spaces. So, wait a second. You're going to have a problem here because the Democrat Party, if they've done anything, they have, attempted to destroy masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's, the feminization of males, basically, under what they would like to do in terms of leadership.
Huh.
So now all of a sudden,
we need some masculine voters all of a sudden?
Yes.
Well, they've got them. But I didn't say they were dudes.
Oh, nice.
Just saying.
I just hope you're not picking on Michael. The plan even reportedly goes so far as to recommend that Democrats start buying advertisements in video games, among other things.
Wow.
Wow, these people are there. It's true genius at work here, isn't it?
Well, is it genius or is it desperation or a little bit of both?
It's just absolutely, they really don't have a clue. But
no,
what are Democrats good at? Throwing a whole bunch of money at something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to solve the problem, but they feel like they're doing something.
Because you had to do something.
I mean, think about what they want to do. They want to study the syntax and the language. So what they're looking at is how do we sell the brand to these young men? How do we sell the brand?
Because you're so out of touch with them.
Well, the problem is the young men don't like your brand.
Good point.
They don't like it by calling it something different or saying, hey, we're the tough guy blue jeans party. Sorry, you can say that.
Right.
But the cat's already out of the bag.
Yeah, they know what you did to Bud Light, so there's that. So.
Right, exactly. That's a great. That's a great point right there. They really don't have a clue, but they got $20 million they can throw away.
Must be nice.
The report follows the DNC moving to oust David Hogg. Oh, did you say you're looking for the masculine vote?
Well, that's a good start getting rid of him.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
The Democrat National Committee has taken steps toward removing gun control activist David Hogg, and the Credentials Committee voted 3-2 to void that election. And You see, that $20 million, if David Hogg had his way, he wanted to use that same pool of money to fund primary campaigns against incumbent Democrats that aren't wacky enough.
That did not go over well.
No, that's why they told him, see ya.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, because they had to do something.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that their catchphrase?
They had to do something. Pretty much, yeah.
Not just theirs.
That's what they say.
Politicians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of both stripes, unfortunately.
The yellow stripe down their back.
That's the group.
Yep.
While we're on the topic of men, let's head to the Mark Cox Show in St. Louis to hear the story of what happened when someone tried to show their American pride on Memorial Day.
How much power do you think your HOA, assuming you have one, how much power should they have when it comes to what you can and cannot do with your home?
Well, most of them are busybodies who have nothing better to do. Other than that, a reasonable amount. So in other words, I understand why you have a homeowner association to maintain certain standards, because there are nuisance neighbors.
Absolutely.
Where it gets overboard is when you put a sign in your front yard in support of a particular political candidate, and somebody down the street who doesn't like that candidate thinks they have the right to come and tell you can't do that.
This is a personal story for you.
But
right?
Go ahead, please.
It did happen to you, right? And then you found a way to put it in the window or something?
But it is in the rules, so you have to follow the rules, right? I think it's a ridiculous rule and stomps on your First Amendment rights, mm-hmm. but that was written into the rules in my new neighborhood.
I can understand not filling your yard with 50 signs for Donald Trump, but just one sign that's, let me call it, tasteful. I don't get why that's a huge deal. I know HOAs where—
It wasn't even a Trump sign.
I thought it was.
No. It was a sign against Amendment 3.
Oh, okay.
Which that made some liberal angry, and they didn't want that done.
Probably complained
about it. But to your point, I think HOAs do have a role because they decide what kind of fencing you can have so that somebody doesn't come in and wreck your neighborhood with hurricane fencing in the front yard because they want to let their dog out front. I mean, that ruins the look of the neighborhood for everybody.
Yes.
So I think you never move into a neighborhood not knowing that there's an HOA. So it's never going to be a surprise.
Well, I agree that there's a place for HOAs, and in many cases they are necessary. Some neighborhoods don't have them at all, or they're very lax.
Yeah.
I know an HOA where you can't even have a fence. It's not even that they try to dictate what kind of fence. You just can't even put up a fence altogether, which I think
like
is
in the front?
In the back. Anywhere.
In the back.
It's crazy. I think that's crazy.
That is a little crazy.
That's a little bit ridiculous. That seems like a power trip to me. And I wouldn't like that because, I mean, think about this. When you're looking to buy a home in a particular neighborhood, one of the questions that you would typically ask or should ask would be about the HOA
and what the fees entail.
But, I mean, how many people, I'm trying to remember if we read word for word what our HOA rules were, because that might be enough of a deterrent. If you don't like some of the things that they're trying to do.
Well, it's like getting married. Don't marry somebody because you think you can change them.
That's true.
Don't do it. Don't if you look at the HOA and it's got a rule in there you don't like, don't say, "All right, screw it. I'm going to go ahead and move in anyway
and I'll work to
change the rule." It's tough to change to alter HOAs. It usually takes like a two-thirds vote of the homeowners in an HOA, then you have to go to the county in which the HOA was filed or the city, and you have to petition the city to accept the changes. It's not easy. So you got to know that in advance.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's
tell me what you think about this situation. This is out of Arizona, where there's this new HOA management company that is controlling this neighborhood, and they were challenging a woman who... She said she was just displaying patriotism for Memorial Day. Her brother, Sergeant John Kyle Daggett, was killed in action back in May of 2008 when he was just 21 years old. So every year around Memorial Day, she puts up flags and banners and other things around her front yard in honor of her brother. And one of the things that she puts up is this, it's like a magnetic poster that has a picture of her brother, and it says something like, "Freedom is not free." Well, what happened was she ended up with this new HOA management company. She ended up getting a letter before Memorial Day saying that the poster that she had put up on her garage was considered a nuisance. Listen to her talking about this.
Put it in comparison with dead plants and dead trees and bushes, and it was kind of offensive to have it be in this, you know, comparison of what they're calling a nuisance.
And she was told to take it down. So she fought it, and they ended up trying to come back and say, oh, we weren't trying to be offensive and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I guess this HOA says the decorations can go up 30 days before a holiday and then must be taken down 10 days after. Okay. I guess that's probably standard for an HOA where they would dictate how long you can have your decorations up.
They dictate how long you can have your RV parked in a driveway.
Yeah, I know that. That's very different,
well,
though.
But they dictate, like, they do dictate terms of length. Like, yeah, if you're going to have decorations up. In other words, I just out of interest, I wonder if just above this lady's sign, she still had her Christmas lights up.
No, I didn't see that. There's video.
So I'm just saying, I mean, oftentimes you'll find that when an HOA ends up having to approach somebody, it's part of a bigger issue than just that particular thing that they're doing at the moment. In some cases, not in all cases, but mm-hmm. I just wondered. Yeah, I think that's kind of ridiculous. The allegation wasn't that she was leaving this up all year round.
No, they just didn't like it. She had been actually fined $500 for this poster when it was a preview.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Red Meat. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button for your favorite tasty assortment of conservative audio. And follow your local Odyssey talk station to get shows from these hosts delivered daily wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay hungry.